Hi, and welcome to Try Something New. 10 parenting tips to inspire and bring joy through the challenges of raising your kids. Let's get started. Positive family relationships begin with you. In other words, you are the leader, the guide, the one who got this party started. So spend focused time with yourself getting to know who you are as a person and a parent. Become actively aware of your own strengths and challenges. Breathe, relax, and uncover your own sorrows and how to heal them. Your own anger, learning to forgive yourself and others, and yes, even letting things go. Your own emotional triggers, why and how they control your actions and reactions, and especially your fears, how they stop you from moving forward. Be patient with yourself. Live the message of no judgment, just love, for who you have been, who you are now, and who you are becoming. Knowing yourself so well will keep you balanced and give you confidence as a parent. Your children will be attracted to you as the strong, positive, and calming presence in their lives. Love your child without conditions. The result of loving your child without conditions is that your child has no fear in their connection with you. When you focus on loving them in this way, you ensure they will not grow up with anger, resentment, guilt, anxiety, or insecurity in their relationship with you or other people. Unconditional love nurtures your child's emotional, physical, and spiritual needs. To love unconditionally simply means that you accept your child completely. You do not try to control them. There is no spoken or underlying message that makes them think they have to be anything else but just who they are in order for you to love them. Your child is not a mini you. They are a mini them. Each child is born with unique talents and abilities. Those qualities may be drastically different from yours, and that's okay. Encourage your child to explore what makes them happy and what makes their mind soar, even if you don't agree or understand. Nurture them to achieve their full potential. Teach them this: to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something different is the greatest accomplishment. That is a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And by the way, parents, this goes for us as well. Be proud and willing to show the world and your kids who you really are. The authentic you. See your child's strengths. Yes, our children misbehave, make choices we don't agree with, and sometimes just get on our nerves. But what you focus on, you get more of. When you pay attention to always correcting what your child does wrong, you will find them making more of those mistakes. In contrast, when you direct your attention to the things they do well, you will see those positive qualities increase. Think always to yourself and say out loud to your kids, "You are worthy. You are special. You are amazing. You are loved." And parents, know this: a word of encouragement during failure is worth more than an hour of praise after success. Patience really is a virtue. You are no longer interviewing for this parenting job. This position is yours for life. So settle in and take your time. Parenting is not a sprint. It is more like a marathon on a long and winding road. changes that you'd like to see in your child's behavior may take time and effort on your part, and maturity on theirs. But with patience, you are more willing to keep trying in those difficult situations. Listen and observe more. You might discover something new about your child. Effective communication is vital to healthy relationships. It includes listening to understand and then speaking to be understood. But your child may not be ready, willing, or able to talk when you are. So wait for their subtle clues and pay attention to their body language and their moods. Seize the moments when they are not stressed, tired, or distracted. Your words and messages will have a greater chance of sinking in. Imagine the best case scenario. Our children learn about their world and how it works from us. When you believe things will go wrong, what our children hear is, there is no hope. Make positive thought the new normal in your family. Consider this. When you plan for the worst that can happen, you're not surprised when it does. But what if you planned for the best that could happen and were equally not surprised when more things go well? Laughs and hugs. Laughter gives us distance from our stress or uncomfortable situations. It allows us to step back from an event and find a different way to deal with it, or just let it go. Humor is a quick remedy. Scientists have discovered that in less than half a second after you find something funny, your brain goes to work and you laugh. Those smiles relieve stress, too. Your body immediately releases endorphins when you smile, even when you force it. This sudden change in your frame of mind will help you feel better and lift the mood in your children, too. As your child grows and matures, remember to hug them long and often. Hugs heal. According to the MindBodyGreen.com website, research shows a proper, deep hug, where the hearts are pressing together, can benefit you in many ways, including the nurturing touch of a hug builds trust and a sense of safety. And hugs can instantly boost oxytocin levels, which heal feelings of loneliness, isolation, and anger. So how many hugs will do the trick? There is a saying by Virginia Satir, a respected family therapist. She says, "We need 4 hugs a day for survival. We need 8 hugs a day for maintenance. We need 12 hugs a day for growth." And for your family? You and your child get to choose, so start hugging. Renew your passion for parenting. Okay, let's face it. Being a parent is a lot of work, and we get burned out. Add in careers, managing a household, pets, and it's no wonder the joy of parenting can fade into a distant memory. But you don't need a magic wand or to sprinkle any pixie dust to lift your mood and rejuvenate your passion for parenting. Just open to the treasure that is your son or daughter. Remind yourself of the incredible privilege you have to guide, protect, and nurture another precious soul, your amazing child. The only person you can control 100% of the time is you. This may be a hard one to accept, but it is true. The more you try to control your child's behavior, the greater possibility they will rebel. But when you try even just one something new from this CD, you will create a loving, safe, and accepting environment in your home. Your children will be more open to listening to your advice, and you will have a greater chance of influencing their behavior in positive ways. So, as instructed before any airline flight, place your own oxygen mask on first before you attempt to help those around you, especially your children. And enjoy the ride! Beyond This CD. Thank you so much for listening. Let these 10 tips be that little parenting pick-me-up on those challenging days. Listen to them again and again and as often as you like. I just love being a parenting coach and sharing that joy with you. Coaching is a widely accepted supportive tool to help us move forward and be successful. Coaches are an important and necessary ingredient for athletes to be victorious, for business leaders to profit, and for our children to ace those difficult subjects in school. Parent coaching is the same. When we work together, you gain a variety of techniques to help increase your children's feelings of being safe, loved, and accepted. You'll expand your understanding of child development, achieve peace in your home, and find more opportunities to enjoy being a parent. After all, parenting is the most important job. I invite you to contact me and share your comments and to schedule your parent coaching sessions. My contact information is right on the face of this CD. Few people ask for help before there is a crisis, and while my goal is to help you develop strategies, skills, and techniques to face challenges before they arrive, sometimes things just happen. We all face challenges. It's how we deal with them that moves our families forward, or we remain stuck. Keep my information handy, and let me be that call you make when those pivotal moments happen. It could make all the difference. And remember to ask for the special pricing for your new client Discover the Possibilities phone or in-person session. I'm excited to meet you. And if you are a returning client, welcome back. I'll close with this thought. Deep down in their hearts, our children love us fully and completely. And nothing teaches and motivates them more than when their parent is willing to try something new. To your parenting success and your child's happiness, I am Sharon Rhea, your Silver Lining Coach.